Hey, Jay Farrow.
Jay Farrow is joining us in studio. He is performing at the Improv all weekend. So ImprovHouston.com for the tickets. Jay, good morning. How are you, man?
Good morning with you. I hear this good Patriot slander happening this morning.
Yes. Oh, we got someone else.
And
great.
I'm here for it. Yes.
Nah, man.
Hey, dude, I'm a Rams fan, okay? I've been a Rams fan for over how many? 19, 20 years going on. And I will say that we do feel like Keisha Dior getting with Gucci Mane and transform. Cause you know, you remember when Gucci Mane had the pregnant stump and he's pregnant, he had the AIDS face and all that.
Mm.
Then he got rid of. She came through. She cleaned them up, and now they had a freaking championship team. So, I will say that.
So
yes.
So Sean McVay is the same as
He's
cleaned up, but that's weird. Yeah, and he is. He's cleaned up the franchise. He's cleaned up Jared Goff.
Definitely.
Jared Goff is like Jared. He was like a girl that Julian Edelman might hook up with.
He
and
was
like take a selfie of. Where now he looks like Julian Edelman's actually dating.
Well, let's break it down. What he looks like. He looks like Ryan Gosling.
Yeah,
he does have a Ryan Gosling face. He has a Remember the Titans face. He does.
I don't know how he focuses on his job when he has a supermodel girlfriend. I really don't.
I mean, hey, you know, who else got supermodel? Well, how does Tom do it?
Yeah.
You know, Tom does it.
But he's a weirdo. I mean, I love Tom Brady, but if you've read through the TB12 method, I mean, some of the stuff he's putting out there is a little bit bizarre.
Yeah, he's bizarre anyway. He's got extra eyebrow meat. It's really weird.
But that's got to be nice for you since you were a Rams fan when they were in St. Louis.
Yeah.
Now that you're a bona fide entertainer and you spend a lot of time in L.A., that's going to be really nice when they move there. Yeah.
It's kind of dope. It's kind of pandemonium right now.
Do you get upset with all the hop-on fans, though?
You know what? The more Rams, the better.
Yeah.
I don't get mad. You feel me? But, I mean, I take personal pride in not being a hop-on bandwagon fan.
Yeah.
Just because I was there through the rough years when we were trash. You know what I mean? And that trash streak was about
Jeff Fisher.
17, yeah.
It was a long
17
time.
17 years.
Well,
so.
Plus, you got a lot of the old school people in LA that were genuine Rams fans back in the day. It's got to be nice to see them
get to enjoy it. They return. Yeah.
Jay Farrow joining us in studio on Mad Radio. So we had Gilbert Gottfried here a week ago.
I'm mounting!
That guy?
Is it true? And I swear I didn't prepare for this interview just by looking at Wikipedia, but I did glance
you did.
At it. I actually listened to a radio interview you did elsewhere in Boston like a week ago. I'm like, I want to see what Jay Farrow is like in these spots. So I did more than just Wikipedia. But I bring up Gilbert Gottfried because it said that you picked up or you basically that was one of your first motivators is the Iago voice.
Yeah, man. It was I was a Disney head and Aladdin was one of my favorite movies and the first person I impersonated was Aladdin. And shout out to Jasmine because if she was real, she'd get the D. I'm about that life. I'm
definitely
you.
Top Disney princess.
Definitely top Disney princess.
I can't argue with that.
Look, I don't want to mess up anybody's life that's listening, but if you type in Disney porn on Google, it will change your life. You will never look at the Little Mermaid the same ever again.
Hold on, you guys.
Wait, hang on. I mean, I'm trying to figure out how that works. She doesn't have any legs.
Wait. They do it from the part where she did have legs.
Oh, okay. When she can't talk,
she didn't have a voice, so you know, you couldn't hear her. You couldn't hear her moans. Okay. All right. I see faces right now. So
no. I'm thinking way harder about everything than I should.
I'm just thinking about through all this.
This is not a shock. This is just more like yeah.
Yeah. But yes.
Do you do the?
That was my first.
So the Iago was your first.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
That was the first inspiration?
That was my first impression, for sure.
With SNL, what's it like auditioning in front of Lorne Michaels?
You know, you really can't see him because, you know, you're on the stage and, you know, the lights are so bright, you can't see anybody. But being in that room, you just got to make sure that you hit all the points and whatever happens, just keep going. You know what I mean? Even if you don't hear a laugh, you hear, like, keep going.
How many people are in the room?
It's got to be about, it's the producers and writers, so it's got to be about, I would say about about 15 people are in but, there.
So that's not like a comedy club where you're going to get reinforcement. Like, you might hear a few chuckles or something.
No. It's like it rained outside and then nobody came to the club.
So you got to be confident as hell.
You got to be confident and you got to trust yourself and you just got to know. And I mean, it helped too because me and my ex-girlfriend, we had just broken up. So I was like, yeah, I'll show you.
Yeah.
So,
So it fueled you.
Yeah.
Like, I'll show you. And it worked.
Yeah.
Did she come calling?
Huh?
Did she come calling afterwards?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah. Did you delight in telling her no?
For some years. I smashed. Yeah.
So you had a long run on SNL, and I'm assuming over the course of that, you end up impersonating a lot of people along the way.
Oh, yeah, man. I've got over 200 impressions now.
200?
Over 200.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So is there one that, what's the one that made perhaps the person that you were impersonating the most upset?
Shannon Sharp.
Well, that's right. Yeah, I heard you talking about that.
Yeah, he doesn't like it. I don't know why. You know, because the Thanatop impression, the way I do the Thanatop, you know, the way I talk about backwood and drinking cognac, and Gil, ain't no wrong. Gil, ain't no problem. Gil, we can do that, Gil. I mean, if it's a bottle, some people don't like mirrors.
Oh, yeah.
Mirrors, they hate them.
Uh-huh. Because they reveal the truth.
It's too much of themselves.
See, I would think he'd be the kind of guy that would, because he's funny.
Yeah,
and he's got an ego, but you'd feel like he's so self-confident that he would actually like take it as flattery.
He was, I mean, he tweeted, "Do I really sound like that?" I tweeted, "Yeah, you do." Shannon Sharpe's voice in parentheses.
I've got a story I can tell you. I have to tell it off air because it's something. It's a story that a teammate of mine related to him about the Pro Bowl that you can use. You can use.
I can use.
But it's racial in nature in a way that, like, my black friend that told me the story. It's a funny story.
Oh.
You can tell the story.
The N-word isn't thrown.
It's a really good one.
Now I'm so intrigued.
Speaking of that, everybody, listen. I feel like, well, I'm not gonna say that publicly, but off record, everybody can say N-word. Okay, well, now we're back.
Doesn't Jay-Z not like the impression?
Jay-Z loves it.
He does. Okay,
he was like, "Yo, what up, fake Jay-Z?"
How long did it take to master the laugh?
It wasn't hard at all, you know, because, you know, my mom's from Brooklyn, you know, so, you know, when you have, like, your roots are, like, natural, you know, they come out, so her voice was, like, it wouldn't take that long. The laugh was, it was by nature.
Does everyone laugh like that in Brooklyn?
Somebody gets sprayed. It's a drive-by.
That was funny. It's a part of life.
People die every day, B.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No, that's all right.
So when you're starting, you're like, all right, I'm gonna do this guy.
Uh-huh.
How long?
Well, I never start by saying that.
I'm saying it very awkwardly as I want to do. God, I'm the worst.
No, go ahead,
so
bro,
basically, it all started because you really wanted to get with Jay-Z. So
Jay Farrow sits down one day and says, "All right,
got
I'm
the
gonna
hots for Sean Carter.
I'm gonna do this guy. Uh-huh. How long does it take to master it?
It just depends on who it is. Like Denzel took me like 3 years to do.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that long.
Yeah, because you know it's like a full, you know, it's a possession. You got to possess Denzel. You got to talk like him. Your face changes, and all of a sudden, I can't do this around my mom because she kept getting hot. I'm serious. I was like, wait. I was like, calm down, Ramona.
She's like, Denzel.
Because all the black women who are, you know, who have a little bit of, who have some age under it, they love Denzel.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
I mean, you know, the young ones, they like Michael B. Jordan now. Is this your king? They like that. You know what I mean? I'm the king now. They like that. But as far as the older ladies, yeah, I'm swooning with the older ones. They love me. Yeah, they throw their... Yeah, on the stage.
Do you do any of these interviews without being asked about Pete Davidson?
This is the first one this morning.
Yeah,
But yeah, I mean, Pete is my guy, man, and you know, he was really a person that I hung out with at SNL. Him, Taron Killam, Bobby Moynihan, Vanessa Bayer. And I'm cool. You know, you cool with everybody, but you know, off the rec, like we would hang. But he's good, man. He goes through his, you know.
You guys, I mean, because you're like in comedy, there are a lot of people that have a lot of depression, and there's just kind of the highs and the lows, right?
Yeah, I was depressed last month for the whole month.
Yeah.
The whole month.
Why are you depressed?
I don't know why. It was just feeling, it was a bad feeling for like a month. I had to shake it off. My mom was like, "I'm worried about you." I was like, "All right, Ramon, I'll do Denzel. Stay over there."
Well, yeah, it's probably got to be hard though, too, like, because in entertainment, you're jumping from job to job a lot of times. So then all of a sudden you have some dead time.
Yeah.
And it probably, sometimes, is it too much time alone with your thoughts sometimes?
It's not even, you know what? It's not even that. It's just that as artists, we critique ourselves so much.
Mm-hmm.
So we're our worst critics. Hmm. So if there's something that happens or things aren't going your way, like you start beating yourself up, you know, you might talk negative, energy up, you know, which will in turn mess you up and keep you at this depressive state. Like it just happens like that. And everybody has waves of it. Like some people have short waves of 2 minutes. Some people have long waves of a month or a year or years. Or some people it can only last a week.
It's a weird thing because I think it's something I deal with myself.
Yeah.
It's something I think it makes you better when you're that self-critical of yourself. But at the same time, you try to deal with it every single day. And there are some days where you just are horrible at it and you realize you're just being a downer for everyone else around you.
Yeah, you just gotta smoke a J and just shut up.
There you go.
I'm sure everybody at Fuddruckers is mad depressed.
We're in the Fuddruckers studio, everybody.
We are, yes.
Why are there so many Fuddruckers stickers in here?
Because they probably paid like $200 to be our sponsor of the studio or something.
God,
oh, no, that's all right. That's all right. They're like, any publicity is good publicity.
Yes.
We'll tell you. Yeah.
Well, check out
Fuddruckers. We don't say it enough.
Yeah.
We probably do not. That's a good point.
They're probably mad at us.
Their burgers need moisture. Yes, I said it. They lack moisture. And yes, a burger bar is not enough. I need a fry bar, a salad bar, and a chicken tender bar. That's what I need them to
this
have.
This man an endorsement.
At Fuddruckers.
I like it, man.
Back on the story. I'm sorry.
Well, the story is you. The improv tonight,
yes,
and
sir.
Tomorrow night.
Improv tonight, 7:30 and 10 o'clock, I believe, are the show times, if I'm not mistaken.
That sounds
9:45. 7:30, 9:45.
There we go.
You got a Sunday
7:30
show?
And not yes, I have one Sunday show.
How much of a difference do you have between your early act and your late act?
You know what, man? I mean, I got a blueprint of what I do, but I will go off a script, you know, because you know stuff is always happening with the crowd, mess with the crowd, back and forth with them. So whatever's popping off, I'm sure I'll say something.
Do impressionists do that more because you can? Because you got like so much more flexibility to things just go a different way when you kind of freelance more.
I mean, as a comedian, I feel like if you can freestyle, you just freestyle.
Yeah,
like it's like being an impressionist or whatever. I don't think that has anything to do with it. It's more of can you do it?
Because
you have some people that just stick to the same script, and people will be yelling at them in the crowd, and they won't say anything because they're like, I got to get this joke down because they can't get off a script. But
I imagine no one just wings it, but how many people just go out there? I don't know if you've been watching the Marvelous Miss Maisel show. And on that show, she apparently just goes up, and I know that's not, like, this fiction, it's not real, but she goes up and she just shoots from the hip. Do people do that, or is it for the most part, you have a general idea of what you're going to do, and you know what impressions you want to get to when you're going on an act?
I mean, like I said, I have a blueprint of mine. I know a lot of comedians who do freestyle their entire set. Like Mike Epps.
Damn.
Like Mike Epps will go up there and he'll free. He'll be like, yeah, man, I had two big bad chicks today. One of them, I fed them a Krispy Kreme donut. Like, you know, and she said, you know, I'm giving you some booty tonight. And I was like, yeah, that's what I wanted. Big girl booty. Cause big girl booty, you know what I'm saying? So he'll just go up there and just talk about it. He can do that. But you know, some people will freestyle and it won't be as good. We're not going to talk about certain folks, but you know, we've seen viral videos of comedians who bomb. You know, you gotta know your strengths. That's all it is, man.
Well, some of our listeners asked this, and I can't believe I didn't think to do this. Are you familiar with what Ed Orgeron sounds like?
Not particularly.
We're not going to ask you to do it right now because you're a professional and it's your craft, but I just want you to take a listen to this. You turn your microphone off real quick so we can hear this.
I appreciate Coach Miles. He's been recruiting me for a while, and I knew we was going to end up together, and Frank Wilson just had a great recruiting meeting. We're set. I'm looking forward to working with Coach Steele, Corey Raymond, and all the coaches on the staff. I feel like.
So you get the impression that
this guy sounds like he weighs 8 bodies.
He's a bulkier dude.
He's big. He's big.
I heard it. You can hear it from the tongue. You know, I used to be chunky, so I know.
Really?
Yeah. I was a fat kid.
Not you, Jay.
Yes,
I don't believe it.
Not now, but you know, back in the day, I was a little punch bucket. They played with my
punch bucket. Oh, you got the titty twisters and everything.
Yeah, you know, when they do this and they flip it and they go woohoo and they poke your stomach. It's like, I'm not Pillsbury Doughboy. I can't be the Pillsbury Doughboy. I'm black.
If you do Ed Orgeron in the South.
Yeah, play him one more time. I want to hear it.
Okay, here we go.
Ed Orgeron, LSU head coach.
I'm at home. And just what a great tradition. I remember passing across that bridge many a times, wanting to be in that stadium. And I can't wait to be in that stadium and represent the state of Louisiana.
That stadium, I'll be at Ford Ruckers eating all the burgers up.
Jay Farrow at the Improv.
And then what else, aside from the Improv, you got going on, promote?
Shoot, dude. I got what? Who's I got four movies coming out. Four movies coming out this year. Three out of four. Three of four I'm starring in. Let's see here. What else? I got a show called Special Skills, IMDb. That's coming out. I'm on A Million Little Things now, so you can check that out. I got another. I'm working with Ellen on some things. I'm shooting my special this year. And what else? Music is dropping. I got a lot of
really?
Stuff.
Really?
Got a lot going on.
Yeah, man.
Google Jay Farrow. He'll be there.
Yes.
Google.
Jay Farrow.
Yes.
At the Improv this weekend. So two shows tonight, two tomorrow, and one on Sunday at 7:30. ImprovHouston.com for all the tickets. Jay Farrow, this was a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.
There you go. Jay Farrow on Mad Radio, Sports Radio 610.